Next up, I'd like to call the Maine Seaweed Council.
The Maine Seaweed Council was formed in 1993 by a group of seaweed harvesters, business owners, and researchers, and our mission is to strive to protect the ecosystems of Maine's marine algae, develop and adhere to sustainable cultivation and harvest practices, promote the use of Maine seaweeds, educate the public, regulators, and elected officials, and provide a collaborative forum for its members. Seaweed harvesting has been a part of Maine's working waterfront for centuries, and for the commercial industry as we think of it today, it began in the 1970s. In fact, three of the founding businesses of the Seaweed Council are over 50 years old. The seaweed industry in Maine is an economic driver, providing jobs, prompting innovation, supporting sustainable aquaculture practices, and offering a wide range of products with various applications, such as in human food, animal supplements, and agricultural solutions, helping farmers grow more food with fewer chemical fertilizers in a changing climate. The Seaweed Council has long emphasized the need for science-driven management to protect the ecosystems of Maine's seaweeds and to sustain Maine's seaweed resources. In line with our mission, we believe collaboration between state regulators, legislators, and stakeholders is essential to address the industry's current and future needs. Science has always been a crucial part of the seaweed industry, and scientists have been integral to the Council since its founding. We're lucky to have the opportunity to work with and learn from organizations such as Bigelow Laboratories, the Skudik Institute, Maine Maritime Academy, UNE, and the University of Maine. Something the Seaweed Council would like to bring to the attention of the Marine Resources Committee is the decline in the number of phycologist positions within the University of Maine system. For those that don't know what a phycologist is, a phycologist is a scientist who studies algae, and all seaweeds are algae. Three professors have retired within the last 10 years from the University of Maine system, and two more have left or retired before that. And none of those phycologist positions were filled, and those positions are no longer being funded. The seaweed industry is attracting significant attention and investment at the state and federal level, and Maine has a huge opportunity to continue to be a leader in this industry. But without our state's largest academic institution, will we be able to fully capitalize on these opportunities? And are we setting ourselves up or setting up this growing industry for long-term success? Maine is uniquely positioned to have a successful seaweed industry, and the Maine Seaweed Council looks forward to working with the Marine Resources Committee, the Department of Marine Resources, and other stakeholders to ensure the sustainable growth of this sector. Thank you again for your time, and we look forward to continuing to work with all of you to help shape the future of Maine seaweed industry.
Thank you, Ms. Feibel. Representative Hepler has a question for you.
And I think it's the same question that you have. What is a phycologist? How do you spell it? Because I was like, is it like a mycologist? Is it a psychologist? And
a scientist who studies algae. So phycology is P-H-Y-C-O.
Okay.
L-O.
Just like, okay.
G-I-S-T.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is like it sounds.
Yeah, right.
I put in an I in, so thank you for the correction.
I figured the P-H, but yeah.
Thank you very much.